It's about doing things for ourselves now. We can spend hours at council meetings criticising the government and blaming people left, right and centre. But the message now from Ballyshannon is about using our own talent, using our natural resources in the town, which are the people and the Ballyshannon diaspora who are coming from far and wide to the Abbey Centre for 2 days for our thinking. And this thinking, it looks to come up with solutions. We don't want criticisms and negatives. We want solutions and a way out to bring Ballyshannon out of the depths of the recession it's in terms of unemployment, in terms of ideas. And it's going to be workshop sessions on tourism, on starting your own business, and on different issues like that. So certainly the message is very strong. It's the time for blaming people is over. It's about doing things for ourselves now and using the people, which is the Ballyshannon diaspora and the people living in the town at the moment, the councillors and the business people, to find solutions. And by Sunday evening, we want to have 3 or 4 clear solutions that we can take forward to the Minister for Trade and Employment, and we can, they're viable solutions and ways of bringing the town forward.
Given the proximity of Ballyshannon to Fermanagh and Bleak in particular, can we anticipate there'll be a cross-border dimension to what happens at the weekend?
It's something that people have mentioned, but we're not necessarily focusing on the issue of shopping and cross-border trading. What we're trying to do, first of all, I believe, is to maximise what we have in our own town in terms of the talent. You know, we can look beyond Ballyshannon, but let's get our own town right, what we have within the town first, and then we can look at maybe the issue of cross-border.